Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends.
Have you recovered from the Facebook outage yesterday?
What?
What outage?
Facebook outage.
Sally, are you joking? Okay.
No, I've heard of it.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard of it.
Yeah.
I didn't experience it.
Oh, no. So Facebook and Instagram, which I'm not on Instagram very much, strangely enough, but Facebook went down yesterday for more than an hour. And I tell you, I was really uncomfortable.
You know, of all of us, Misty, you are the most involved in social media.
Is that a nice way of saying addicted?
Well, I wasn't.
Well, we're grateful because you do a lot of our social media for us. So
when you go to the Family Life Radio Morning Show Facebook page, it's Misty, basically, that's spearheading it all. How did this affect you is the question.
Well, yeah. Well, so here's the thing is that Facebook Messenger is my primary way of communicating throughout the day. Oh. So that's how I talk to my husband. I have a group chat with Dave Moore from Afternoons and a couple of people we used to work with. And actually, somebody from the group chat started a text group chat the second Facebook went down. Was like, can you guys get in? And we're all trying, and then they got in before I did, and I was like, well, now I'm missing out on the group chat. And I think I realized yesterday the extent of my problem.
Is this a, when this happened, is it a FOMO thing, or is it I can't communicate with the world thing, or?
I think it's all of the things. I'm like, what viral videos am I missing? What news headlines? Because, you know, heaven forbid I go to an actual news site. What news am I missing? Well, somebody's going to say something funny and now it's not going to show up in my feed. Like, yeah.
And to that, I would say, glory, hallelujah. I'm free.
Me too. I'm with you, Sally.
Oh, goodness.
I need the hallelujah chorus right now.
Yes.
Time for little laughs. Little kids telling their jokes. If you have a child near you, our phone number is 888-888-9976. And who is this?
Hi, I'm Isabella, and I have a joke for you.
Isabella.
Yay.
How old are you?
Nine.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Jackson, Michigan.
Jackson, Michigan. All right, tell us your joke.
I had a dream I was a muffler last night.
You had a dream you were a muffler? Like on a car muffler? Is that what you're talking about?
I woke up exhausted.
That's a good one.
I see what you did there.
Cute. So what are you up to today?
I'm doing my morning chores right now.
Oh.
What's involved?
Cleaning my room, doing my schoolwork, that kind of stuff.
Do you have to clean your room every morning?
If it's not neat.
If it's not neat, you gotta set it straight.
Kenkel Fritz, if it's not neat.
It's not neat.
Of course.
Well,
you gotta get it done.
I want to know what the routine is here, you know? Yeah. Do you make your bed every day?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, you're doing better than me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
I'm always like, why make the bed? I'm just going to get back into it later.
Right.
Just leave it all ready for me.
Just remember with Misty.
I'm sorry. I'm teaching really bad life lessons here.
It's do as we say, not as we do. That's right.
Listen to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends. You know, guys, I have been experiencing just a huge schedule of travel, being away from home, and I found myself just thinking I got to power on through, get it all done, and then kind of had this reminder, I think, from the Lord. Giving it your all doesn't mean you have to do it all, Sally, and you're allowed to pace yourself. I really needed to just internalize that right now. Pace myself.
Yeah. Do you know who else is busy from start to finish of every single day?
Who is that?
Poor Kenkel Fritz.
Oh.
You have so much going on. You really do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And so, I got to offer you some encouragement today. Your value is not attached to what you accomplish, Kink.
Well, good.
Yeah. Not that you don't get a lot done, but I know, you know, sometimes when you're doing so much, we can kind of equate our worth with what we can get done in a day. So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? There's always tomorrow.
There is.
There's always later on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything doesn't have to happen right now. We have the rest of our lives.
This is true.
It reminds me of a sign my father-in-law had in his office. Get around to it.
Oh, right.
And it was
get around to it.
Like I'll get around to it.
Maybe this will encourage you if you have issues with self-esteem and things like that. I saw this. I thought, oh, this is great. You belong here just as much as anyone else.
Ooh, I like that.
You may think you have less value or what you have to say doesn't matter. It does.
Yeah. I think that's a common lie the enemy goes to, is to tell you that you're not worth anything and you don't have a place in this world. And I have, I will admit I have been struggling with my mental health the past week, and that is kind of a place that I can veer off to if I'm not very intentional about remembering that God has created me for a purpose. But I remember just a few days ago, I was telling my husband, like, I don't really understand why I'm here. I feel like I just complicate everybody's life and I just make everybody's life worse. And, you know, like, here I am struggling so much. How on earth could I ever encourage anybody else? How am I supposed to do what I do when I can't even keep myself encouraged half the time? And it is nice to hear that reminder that I belong here and God has me here for a reason.
You know, I remember, Misty, you saying the same thing when it came to you were actually thinking of taking your life. And the statement that you said was, I think people would just be better off if I were just gone. I'm an annoyance to everybody.
I struggle with that thought a lot, yeah.
And it's not true. Straight from the enemy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We love you. We care about you.
I love you guys. Thank you.
There would be a huge hole if you were gone. You know?
Yes. And don't we all struggle a little bit just wanting to feel like we have a place in this world that we can make a difference? So it just reminds me how important it is to encourage each other.
Michael
to
W. Find Smith those little things.
I was about to say Michael W. Smith just started singing in my head.
Looking for a reason.
There you go.
It's interesting how there's culinary trends.
Yeah.
Something's hot and it's not.
Yeah, I had this random thought yesterday where there are so many things that I grew up eating that just seem to have disappeared from the familial dinner table, if you will.
Well, okay, what's gone?
Okay, so something that I ate frequently, and I can't remember the last time that I had it now, and they still sell it. I've looked for it just out of curiosity, that chicken chow mein in the can, and you buy the crunchy noodles.
Oh, yes!
And you just toss it on top. We ate that. I swear we ate it once a week when I was growing up.
All right, I have to know.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that even Chinese food? I know it's supposed to. Because I've never seen it at a restaurant.
Yeah, I think you would get kicked out of a restaurant if you tried to order that stuff.
And what are those noodles are like baked air?
It's
They are.
Like not a whole lot of flavor going on there.
I ran across last Christmas, it was kind of the Rice Krispie Treats concept, but with those noodles. I had a hard time finding a store that had them in stock to even try the recipe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. That just sounds sort of wrong.
Well, I made it, and just so you know, it was.
Rice Krispies.
It was wrong on so many levels.
Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news.
Be thinking about what your good news is, and then call us at 888-888-9976. Tell us your story.
My son, he's 21 years old, and you know, I have been in the church since I was born, and I have never left. But my son, actually, he left probably about 2 years ago, and he told me he was agnostic, and then he was like, well, I don't know, I might be atheist. And he said that so that he would hurt me, you know, because he knows how much I love God. My husband and my pastor and all my church have been praying for my son, And they're like, keep the faith, the prodigal son, the prodigal son. And so my son called me yesterday and he told me, Mom, I'm so sorry. He said, I'm at a church camp right now. And the lesson last night was about the prodigal son. Oh my gosh, I would cry. And he was like, I felt so horrible for what I've done to you. And he's like, I'm coming back home and I'm in church and I love you. And my good news was, it's not the fact that I want my son home. I want him to live his life. I just want him to live his life with God, you know?
Amen. Well, that's good news. Congratulations.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for sharing. You're going to encourage some moms out there that...
That's right.
Have some kids that are heading the wrong direction. Yeah, never give up.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is a powerful picture.
Yeah.
A man clinging to a cross in a storm. The storm has actually lifted his feet off the ground, and he is clinging to the cross for everything he is worth. And I saw this picture pop up in my social media, but the words that were underneath it, man, they really hit home.
What'd
and this
say?
Is this is what it said. Just cling. No matter how it bears down on you, just cling. No matter what mess crashes in on you, cling. Through the grief, cling. Through the anxiety, cling. Through the horror of a story you can't believe is yours, cling. He does not move, ever. And we can trust him even when absolutely nothing else makes sense. Just cling.
Good reminder.
Sometimes that's all you can do, right? You I really relate to the horror of a story you can't believe is yours.
Yeah.
Life is hard, isn't it?
Yep. Your circumstances can make you better or bitter if you run to God or run from him.
Yeah.
So yeah, run to him.
Cling to
today.
Him.
Yes. Yeah. Today is National Procrastination Day.
My time has come.
So what are you putting off? And does that mean today we should put something off? Or should we finally get it done, what we've been putting off?
Let me think about it and I'll tell you later.
Exactly.
I'm procrastinating on taxes.
Oh, you got it, Sally. I mean, Misty, you got to get those done.
No. Yeah. I'm like that person that sits down the day before they're due and tries to sort it all out.
You know what that means? You're a creative.
Is that what that means?
That's what
really?
That means?
Oh, I have an excuse?
I thought it just meant I was unprepared.
Well, that too. You know, for me, it's like we have a plumbing issue in the house I haven't gotten around to dealing with. And then on top of that, speaking of plumbing, we don't even have a water softener. Where we have, it's very hard water. And I know I need to install, and I still haven't done that either. And then the list goes on and on.
Man. Okay, well, I'm not feeling so bad about taxes now.
And I'm feeling a little better now that I have an excuse for waiting to the last minute for just about everything I can
you're a
think
creative?
Of. I'm a creative. Yeah. Kenkel Fritz said so.
Well, I just had this thought, guys.
What's that?
If good things come to those who wait, isn't procrastination a virtue?
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Walking through life can be really, really difficult. And when we go through those difficult times, if you're like me, you feel very alone sometimes. Because I feel like I'd love to share this with my friends, but you know what? Why would I burden them? They don't care. You know, let's just keep it to yourself. And yet, this is what has been heavy on my heart and mind. As a parent, letting go of our kids and watch them start to adulting, if you will, can lead to some really difficult times. My son is a police officer and recently went through a really difficult time. And my heart was just hurting. And I think it took me almost a week to even open up my heart enough to tell you, Kank, and Misty, what was just heavy on me. And I'm just reminded that, you know what? God's got this best plans for us. And our friends and the people supporting us are some of God's greatest gifts. He doesn't forsake us. We don't have to walk this path alone. And if there's anything I can go back to as far as scripture, it's Psalm 23, you know, yea, though I walk through these difficult times, he prepares for us, friends who really do care.
Yeah.
And when I finally decided to tell you what was going on, wow, what a relief. What a relief. What a blessing you two are. And I'm just so grateful.
Well,
that we can not only be there for you as our listening family, but we can be there for each other as well.
Yeah. Don't hold it in.
Yeah.
Don't keep it yourself. It's a good reminder.
You're loved.
Exactly. Mm. And there are people that want to help you out. There are people that want to pray with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe you're going through something tough. It's okay to share.
Amen.
And you know what? I heard somebody say this. We're more alike in our weaknesses than our strengths.
That's true.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You lean on a brother because he needs to lean on you.
Right. Exactly.
This is Jenna from Lubbock, Texas.
Jenna, do you have a joy report?
I do.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
I have just completed my third week in my tiny home, and it's just filled with joy and God and love.
Wait
and
a second.
I couldn't be happier.
Are you saying you moved into a tiny home?
I love those.
I did.
Oh, wow. Secretly, guys, I love them too. It would be very difficult to do that with a daughter in a wheelchair, but if I could somehow do it, that would be awesome.
I think they're adorable. Now, yeah. I feel like I'm better than I used to be, but I still have too much stuff.
That's
I would have to really pare it down, and yeah. I don't know if I could make it work with our animals. However, I'd be willing to try it. I've always wanted to, like, customize my own tiny home on some land.
That'd well, that's so the biggest question. What did you do with all your stuff?
I sold it.
Wow.
Woo!
Literally. I had a house and a house full of stuff because I really liked stuff, and I just went to purging. I had a living estate sale and got rid of as much as I thought I needed to, and then I moved in and realized I had to go through round two of purging.
Wow. Mm.
But it felt great. It was a huge burden, a huge weight lifted off my shoulders.
That is awesome.
I love that.
I do too.
Minimalist living, if you can do it, is the way to go, because that stuff can really just kind of, it can take up your whole life.
I've heard it's very freeing.
Trying to accumulate it. Yeah.
Exactly. If you can get rid of it. And think of all the money you're going to save.
Yeah. I paid for it outright, so I don't have a house payment. I just have a payment on where I have it.
Somewhere, Dave Ramsey just got an amazing shiver up his back. You paid outright for it. Good girl.
That's pretty funny.
Next time you are in the market for a best friend, get you a best friend like mine.
Okay, how do we do that?
A best friend that will tell you the truth no matter what. I've talked about how I've been having some real mental health struggles lately. And last week, I was just in a very dark place. And my best friend called to check on me. And I just sort of launched into this whole thing of feeling like I didn't have a purpose, feeling like nobody wanted me around, feeling like I mess up everybody's life. And I'm just rattling off all the stuff that I'm buying into. And she, when I was done, she listened to me, first of all, and she said, okay, so first things first, I love you, and I'm sorry you're feeling this way. She said, girlfriend, you know the truth, and that is not it. She said, if you can't hear the truth right now, and it sounds like you can't, you need to go to your bookshelf and get your Bible, because it is full of the truths you need to hear right now. And none of what you're telling me is truth. God says who you are. God gives you purpose. God gives you joy. God gives you peace. And she was like, all this other nonsense? Say, not today, Satan. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I love
we
that.
All need friends like that.
Yes.
Speaking
Amen.
Truth into our lives.
Right?
But the real challenge is being open to it, Misty, like you were.
That's right.
Well, I appreciated her words very, very much. That's for sure.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.